Hey, folks, welcome to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin, or heard right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you so much for joining me again today. If you're watching for the first time, please consider hitting that subscribe button. You can follow me on social media at Shooting Up North on Twitter, Instagram at Alliance PW Network, and you can join our group on Facebook, the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. So please feel free to hit me up on social media. And again, if you're watching for the first time, please consider hitting that subscribe button. Okay, so the gut check tryout is coming back, as I announced on a podcast from yesterday. Impact Wrestling's gut check tryout coming back. The Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic, March 6th in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio. Sorry, just wanted to clarify, make sure I got that right. So they're bringing back Gut Check. It's going to be one day, March 6th, as I said. It's going to be run by Lance Storm, as I mentioned earlier. Lance Storm signing on as producer and coach for Impact Wrestling. And Johnny Bravo also will be running that as well. So Lance Storm, Johnny Bravo running the Gut Check tryout on March 6th, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic. So here's my thing. The winner of the gut check will get the winner of the tryout will be awarded an Impact Wrestling developmental contract. Okay, they'll be awarded an Impact Wrestling developmental contract. Okay, so here's my thing. The last gut check. Jackson Stone, Shogun Jackson Stone was the winner of the last gut check. We haven't seen Jackson Stone. We saw Jackson Stone twice in Explosion. I know his one opponent was Shira, and Joe Doring as well was another opponent. And he was on the Throwdown Throwback parody wrestling show as well. I can't remember who his opponent was. To be honest, I didn't watch the Throwdown Throwback, but I know he was a part of it. And we haven't seen him. He won it. It was back in I believe it was 2021. It might have been 2020, but I believe it was 2021 is when he got the contract. I'll have to clarify, but it was the last winner of the gut check, and we haven't seen him. So I'm thinking, is this gut check that they're doing now, is it going to be meaningful? I mean, are you going to sign somebody to a developmental contract and we're not going to see them ever? Maybe we'll see them in one match in BTI, but that's about it. I mean, Jackson Stone, you know how I feel about Jackson Stone. I think the guy is amazing. I think he's an incredible talent. And I'm still surprised that some of the talents, I'm not naming any names, but some of the talent that we see on Impact Wrestling now, I don't think they're better than Jackson. I think Jackson Stone deserves an opportunity in Impact Wrestling. And I'm not sure why he's not getting it. But from last time I had him on the show, he's signed to Impact Wrestling. But we haven't seen him really on Impact Wrestling. I don't know what they're waiting for. I mean, here's a perfect example. Brian Myers had the Learning Tree, right? Just, I know, you know, Jackson Stone, great talent. Why didn't you get him on Impact Wrestling TV? Place him with the Learning Tree. Make him the blue chip prospect of the Learning Tree. You know, do something. I mean, Sam Beal was a blue chip prospect. Sam Beal, apparently no longer with Impact Wrestling. He was taken off the Impact Wrestling roster page on the website. Whether he's still with Impact Wrestling, I think that's the case. But they took his picture off the Impact Wrestling roster page on their website. But why not? Why not have Jackson Stone part of that? Make him the blue chip prospect. You know, put him in there. Let him go in there. Start mowing people down. Jackson Stone has terrific ability. He's the suplex shogun. It's incredible talent, in my opinion. I've seen multiple matches of Jackson Stone. I'm going on a Jackson Stone rant here right now because it still boggles my mind why we haven't seen Jackson Stone. And now we haven't seen Jackson Stone, and then they announced another Impact Wrestling gut check tryout is coming. And winner of that's going to be awarded a developmental contract. So here's the thing. If they win, whoever wins the developmental contract, why not have them get taken out by Jackson Stone and set up a feud between the two winners of the last two gut checks? I think that would be great. I think that would work out. You know, and again, I'm not sure how many people are gonna be involved in this gut check. I have a few names in my mind, but I'm going to do a separate podcast on that. I have a few names in my mind that I think would be fantastic for the gut check. But I'm going to leave that for another podcast. But right now I want to talk about if this gut check is going to be meaningful, or if it's just going to be, all right, we're going to do the gut check. You got yourself a developmental contract, and you know what? Bye-bye. We're not going to, well, don't call us. We'll call you. Okay. The kind of scenario. Okay. And again, I'm just going by what we saw on the last gut check with Jackson Stone. I remember when Jackson Stone won that contract, he got emotional. It was a great moment. It was a great moment. You could see the emotion in him. You know, he got that Impact Wrestling contract. Scott D'Amore gave it to him, and we haven't really seen him. I mean, and even if it was a developmental contract, I think is he in development right now? I mean, I know he's in OVW develop, but I mean, how long does it take? How much developing does he, Jackson Stone is, how long does he have to be in developmental before we see him? I mean, in my opinion, he's a great, great talent. I saw him against Madman Fulton, Impact Wrestling Superstar Madman Fulton. Great match, terrific match. So I'm a little uncertain why we haven't seen Jackson Stone on Impact Wrestling. And I think it's a travesty, quite frankly. I think it's a travesty because you want to bring in new fresh faces. I mean, we got Lady Frost, they brought in Masha Slamovich, Speedball Mike Bailey was brought in. We saw John Skyler was brought in, Ziggy Dice was brought in. So they brought in some new fresh faces. And I think Jackson Stone would have fit in nicely there. And then very, very surprising that we haven't seen Jackson Stone. So again, back to the original topic. Again, I'm going on a rant about Jackson Stone because, you know, Jackson Stone should be given an opportunity. I mean, he won the contract. He won the gut check tournament. He should be given an opportunity. So that's why I'm a little, I really hope that this gut check tryout that they're doing, the one day camp, I hope it means something. I hope it's meaningful. I hope it's just not a total waste of time. You know what I mean? Because it kind of feels like the last gut check was kind of a total waste of time. You know, you watched it, you root for your favorites, and Jackson Stone gets a contract, and you never really see him. He doesn't get the opportunity. So I'm just hoping that this gut check, which again, run by Lance Storm and Johnny Bravo, which is going to be fantastic. I really hope that it's meaningful. I hope it's not just a total waste of time. They just do it, and then we never, somebody gets their contract, they get emotional like Jackson Stone, and we never see them again. Or we'll see him one or two matches and that's it. But we'll see. And again, I have some names. I have some names in my head that I would love to see in this gut check. I think it would be terrific, but that's going to be another podcast. Okay. So don't forget, I'll be back in about 2 hours here at 4 o'clock live on YouTube, and we'll talk Impact Wrestling. All right. Sound good. All right. Until then, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.